There is the full-time hooter. It's dejection for Donegal. It's joy for Meath. The reigning All-Ireland champions are heading back to the All-Ireland final. They've beaten Donegal on a full-time score here of 12 points to 10. Maureen O'Donnell at the break. Donegal were in control of this. They led by three. We made the suggestion that Donegal should have been further ahead. It was a 1-3 to 3-point game. The penalty coming from Niamh McLaughlin. But that period of, 12 minutes at the start of the second half, the third quarter, which we were warned about, Meath hit Donegal for six unanswered scores as they hit the front by three. And that really was the telling part of the foundation for their victory today.
Yeah, and I certainly think it was a turning point in terms of this game here. You got to give credit where credit's due. The reigning All-Ireland champions came out there and they had a super third quarter, and it was what changed the game out there. They lost Mary O'Shaughnessy to the Sunbin. It didn't fizzle them one bit. In fact, they played even better at that stage. You know, and Emma Duggan, we talked about her. I think that she was the key player for Meath. In terms of winning this match, she took the critical scores at critical times in this match. And I see her going in there for player of the match. You know, maybe she was relatively quiet in the first half. Donegal is going to be absolutely devastated because they definitely, I suppose, maybe should have took more opportunities in the first half and just couldn't get it together then in the second half. And it was a case of pressure, trying to attack, but the ball just wasn't going the right way. The rub of the green wasn't in terms of Donegal. And to be fair to Meath, they had a super second half performance there, Oisin.
Yeah, Emma Duggan, we just mentioned her a few moments ago, Davis. She's got the player of the match, and again, she really was the player that stood out. And she had a quiet championship up until the second half against Galway. She was quiet today up until the second half against Donegal, but when Meath needed somebody, she was the one that stepped up, and she was the one that won it for them.
Yeah, well, you know the old saying, cometh a moment, cometh a man, or in this case the woman. She was absolutely superb, I have to say, in the second half. And really, when Vicky Wall went off, you thought there was a real opportunity for Donegal there, but Emma Duggan, I have to say, was superb throughout the second half. From Donegal's perspective, look, arguably they might have had another couple of points on the board half time, but Meath really squeezed up on them now in the first quarter of the second half, and Donegal just didn't have an answer. They couldn't get their kickouts away, and ultimately they paid the price for that.
Yeah, they paid the price for that, and unfortunately they came close today, but not close enough to making it through to an All-Ireland Senior Championship decider. But it was a huge shift in this championship morning by Donegal and here today, but the outcome just wasn't there for them.
Listen, you have to hand it to that bunch of players out there. They've been tirelessly trying, you know, maybe to get to the All-Ireland final, and like, it's a devastating way to go out, and the narrow margins that they did. But an absolutely fantastic performances, some really, really quality performances from the Donegal girls all year. And, you know, suppose they went out there, did the best they could, you know, out there today against a very, very good Meath side. They showed their true colours when it really mattered, that Meath side there. And, you know, I know they'll be going home disappointed, and they'll probably analyse the game. But listen, we always talk as they're in All-Ireland and Donegal. It's hard to know who's going to retire maybe or hang the boots up after this, you know.
Yeah. What's next for Donegal, David?
Well, look, I think the worst thing people can do now is make decisions straight away, but it was very noticeable there. I noticed Kitty Hearn, Karen Guthrie and Yvonne Bonner just wandering down from the top end, and you know, they owe Donegal nothing in terms of what they've given, and you know, they're all probably in the twilight of their careers, if we're honest. And look, what happens next year, I don't think we can talk about that now. You just hope that nobody makes any sort of quick fire decisions.
Yeah, what about the younger players in this group, Maureen? It's been hugely disappointing for them, but there's also a lot of learning out.
Yeah, you know, from every defeat, particularly at this level and at this stage of the competition, you have to be learning stuff, and you have to be learning it from the key players, them older players like Karen Yvonne and, you know, Geraldine Nicole McLaughlin. And listen, it's something to inspire to. Look at where Meath come from. You know, they're an inspiration to all teams around the county. And when you see the likes of Meath coming out of nowhere, I know they've been building for a few years, it drives you, it gives you the motivation, it gives other teams the motivation to say that there is an All-Ireland there in us, you know, and we can push forward, you know. So, like, one thing about the Meath team, they're an inspirational team around the country now for other girls and for younger girls, and certainly the younger girls here in Donegal, and you want to see them coming forward now and getting them developed under at the underage levels, so that in a few years' time that we can work on an All-Ireland side as well, particularly when we'll all be losing probably some of the older, more experienced girls.
Okay, Maureen O'Donnell, and indeed Stephen McLaughlin, thanks for your contribution today. So it's all over here, and Donegal's dreams of making it to the All-Ireland final have come to an end at the semi-final stage. Full-time score, Donegal 1-7, Meath 12 points, a 2-point win in the end for Meath as they progress through to another All-Ireland decider. They're on course to retain their title. They will play Kerry in the final in 2 weeks' time, but it's going to be a long journey home tonight for Donegal as their hopes of All-Ireland glory come to an end.